8:30 p.m. We are now back on the record and wait for the folks to return to the chambers. Chris, you want to go ahead and finish your report?
Thank you, Mayor. Leaves are being picked up, continuing on Monday and Tuesday. It seems to be working out pretty well. We'll be doing it 2 days a week. The interest to see, obviously, with the cooler snap this week and the rain and the wind, we'll probably have to pick that up a little bit more often twice a week. But so far, we're staying ahead of it. I had a meeting with the Ridgewood Rec Board last evening. Early evening, late afternoon, and they wanted me to pass on their sincere gratitude and thanks for all the improvements that we're willing to sink into Waterworks Park as part of our $1.25 million in grant dollars. So they couldn't have been happier. They were just tickled pink. So they did have a few questions. At some point, I'll probably let the new VA run with it because nothing's going to be time sensitive. But I'll onboard the new VA their questions, and at some point, the new VA will request a part of the meeting of you guys to talk about some of the questions. But overall, they told me to pass on their sincere thanks. So there you go. Met with an engineering firm, the mayor and I did, this past week to talk about more projects on the horizon. Looking forward that we have additional phases of stormwater and its improvement. There is a letter of intent to file for a grant that's due by the end of this week, and you will be getting an email probably tomorrow from me, from my personal email address. The fiscal officer will get an email from me because an engineer needs some numbers. I forgot to talk to you about that. I apologize. The stumps should be ground at Burke Park this week if they didn't get done today.
They're done.
They're done? Okay. All right. The mayor and I met with the Ridgewood Wetlands Association, and I think, Mayor, you're going to request a meeting of somebody, correct? Because out of that meeting. So we had a very, very productive meeting with the Ridgewood Wetlands Association, and the mayor is going to request a committee meeting to see where we go from here. Legislation that I have for this evening. Amy, the one about moving the money for the lights. Basically, what happened is there was money in when I looked at the money that we had on our expense report. I generated a purchase order based on the number that was in the unencumbered column, and unfortunately, I got out ahead of Amy a little bit. I threw way too much at her in her defense too quick, and I got a little spending spree. And she hadn't had all my monies in there. So the $1,900 for Hillshire Clark for the lights, those are the lights that light up the wastewater treatment plant at night. So it's for security, number one, first and foremost. But number two, if something would go wrong at night, we'd need lights to work by down there. So that's my fault. I was looking at the unencumbered balance, and I had already generated purchase order against that, and Annie hadn't entered them in and fixed the sheet, so that's why she's got to move a little bit money. So didn't do too bad in 2 years. That's the first time I got out of it. I mean, we're pretty good at asking first. The other piece of legislation is 2021-76. We're moving money, as she talked about the tax. And she said I'd comment on that. We're moving it out of that tax refund that we don't really use anyway. That money is being moved in the general fund. Again, this kind of atypical. We're moving that money in the general fund because we need to pay for our new zoning maps. We need to pay for our new street maps. We need to pay for our new village right-of-way maps. So all those maps that we came across when we redid the building and zoning codes with the 21-21-65 legislation that's on the table tonight for a second reading, all of the maps that are referenced in that legislation need to be done, and they are going to be produced both digitally and hard copy wise. So we're going to have different layers with utilities and easements. So we're going to do it right. Last time any map was updated with any significance was 2003. So it's long past overdue. So that's why we're moving that $2,000 in that account that we usually don't mess with. 2021-77. I'm going to ask for you guys for 2021-77. I'm going to request that you guys waive the rules and take resolution 2021-77 to its third and final reading. Basically, here's what's going on. Ryan Cottrell, our operator of record, has taken his three personal days, and he's going to use 48 hours of vacation. To do that, because remember, Nate will not be licensed, and his bachelor's degree doesn't buy him that extra 6 months. Class A, Class 2, Class 3, Class 1, it doesn't. Which means, when Ryan takes vacation this year, it's going to cost us $6,000 to cover his vacation. He still has, after using 48 hours, he still has 60 on the books. He was planning on carrying 40 over. If we make him take that 20, he doesn't want to sell. If he takes that 20, it's going to cost us $3,000 to have AgriSludge come in and cover the vacation. He's willing not to take it, and he won't take it until next summer after Nate gets certified in May. So it won't cost a dime extra for us because Nate will then be licensed to cover. But to do that, section ordinance 21-21-75, the pay and benefit ordinance, which you guys are getting ready to pass tonight, that's the new updated version. Section 5F states that an employee can only carry over 40 hours. So I'm asking for you to make a one-time exception of that and let Ryan carry over 60 hours for next year in order to dodge that extra $3,000 that we really don't want to spend to cover vacation, if that makes sense. Does anybody have any question on legislation?
Why is it? I guess I'm questioning the waive the three readings portion of this one. If we're asking for him to be able to carry over from 21 to 22, it's October. We've got plenty of time for three readings.
Unless it doesn't pass after the third reading. If you guys vote it down, then you'll take the vacation and you'll pay $3,000. So I was trying to get it over with.
Being richer than me, we didn't have a problem doing it. And
I just question if it's truly an emergency.
What am I?
I do, because if not, he's got a schedule. So it's up to you guys. If you don't want to waive it, that's fine. But I can't promise you he won't schedule a vacation. Because if he's going to take 20 hours of vacation, he's got a schedule. So Councilman Wardberger says, yes, it's only October. It's the end of October. So, you know, next week it'll be November, so he's already got a week in November scheduled and a week in December. If he takes the other 20 hours, only to be in November or December. If you go through readings, you'll be the last week in November. He could have already signed up to take it. So just understand, every day he takes vacation, it costs money. And for 20 hours, it's $3,000. So I am asking that you consider waiving the rules and pass that tonight. And then legislation 2021-78, that tonight is going to get its first reading. But I really want you guys to pay attention to that, because at the next council meeting, legislation 2021-65, the Building and Zoning Code, if you pass it, I'm also going to ask you to pass this one after the second reading, because the VA will no longer be enforcing Chapter 150, because when you pass 2021-65, Chapter 150 goes away. So this piece of legislation needs updated to give the VA the ability to enforce the zoning code that you vote in if you choose to pass it, if that makes sense. So tonight we only need one reading. Any question on that? All right, then the last thing on my report I have, this is something kind of atypical. I talked with Joel about, and this is the way Joel has advised me to handle this one. I like to call another executive session, and in that executive session, I am going to ask the fiscal officer to leave, all other people in the room to leave, except for Joel, myself, Mr. Fortune, Councilman Maurer, Councilman Lust, and Councilman Wheel. This is to discuss imminent litigation. And I believe that Mayor Bordenkircher and Councilman Bordenkircher would have a conflict of interest if they remain. So I would ask for them to consider leaving and not be part of the executive session.
Are you good with that?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to go into executive session with solicitor staying, the village administrator staying, Councilman Luss, Councilman Wheeler, Councilman Fortune, and Councilwoman Maurer.
Second.
Would it be more appropriate to hold this to the end till we get the rest of done? We got all these people online, so we get that done.
Are you good with that?
I don't care.
Okay.
As long as we have it.
Okay. Then we'll hold off.
All right. Let's hold that. We'll go through and get the rest of this done. All right. Let's go to. Is that all you had, Chris?
That's it. Thanks, Mayor.
Buildings and property. anything.
We haven't had a meeting in I don't know how long.
Okay. I'm going to ask for a buildings and property meeting to discuss wetlands, but I'm not going to do that until we know what Tim's situation is and get him back. So that'll probably end up being the second week in November.
If you get a hold of him and he's available, just I'm available anytime after
next
5.
Next week I won't be available and I need
That's
to be
right.
there. So. Okay, community business development.
Nothing tonight.
Community relations.
The Chamber of Commerce will be having their October meeting in this room tomorrow night, 6:30. Masks are required. And their Halloween party that was scheduled for this Saturday has been canceled. And that's all.
Finance.
Nothing tonight.
Nothing from fire dependency ordinance.
We met on the 19th. You were unavailable. And we discussed most of the things that have already been mentioned in the legislation that's on the table today. Income tax credit, paying benefit ordinance, the employees using their sick time for by half hour instead of the hour, council members being paid monthly versus annually. We discussed village holidays and the situation with Nate not getting his license as soon as we had hoped. That's all I got.
Okay, park board.
I didn't have no meeting at park board, but I did notice, just let everybody know, there's still two pole lights out over there. The big poles.
Black poles?
Yeah, the regular lights.
Okay. I'll make a notion here that we did put security camera up over by the rotary shelter. That security camera reaches out 66 feet, and it's got about 140 degrees of wide angle, so it should get the entire picnic shelter. So that's done. Planning commission.
Nothing on that.
Public safety.
Public safety had a public hearing this evening in regards to two-hour parking on Main Street. There's one that showed up for that hearing. I guess we'll go ahead and make the recommendation to approve those two-hour parking signs.
Okay.
Note that the chief had no objection. He was fine with it.
Okay, so I suppose you ought to draw up an ordinance authorizing that to be addressed at next meeting.
Yep.
Public Works.
Nothing at this time.
Records retention. Nothing. Rules, nothing. Zoning and building code.
You can take that one off there.
You got it. And the search committee for the new village administrator, is still continuing, and stay tuned for more soon. Okay, let's get done with the legislation. Okay, up first, ordinance 2021-65. This is the second reading. Ordinance 2021-65, an ordinance replacing repealing Title 15 Land Usage Planning and Zoning Chapters 150, 152. 155 and 156, with the Village of West Lafayette building and zoning codes and declaring an emergency. That's the second read. Up next is Resolution 2021-73, a resolution to amend the 2021 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2020-87, adding funds, and this was addressed by the fiscal officer, and it does contain the emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for Resolution 2021-73.
Second.
Thornburger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bauer?
Yes.
Bus?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
What?
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Schwartzberger?
Yes.
Glass?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yes.
Okay, up next is Ordinance 2021-74, an ordinance to amend the income tax code for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, January 1st, 2022, and declare an emergency. That was the first read. Up next is Ordinance 2021-75, does contain the emergency clause. Ordinance 2021-75, an ordinance establishing the 2021 pay and benefits schedule for the Village of West Lafayette, and repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for Ordinance 2021-75.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Glass?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Thornburger?
Yes.
Motion to adopt?
Second.
Thornburger?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Glass?
Yes.
Signature page. Okay, up next, resolution 2021-76 does contain the emergency clause. Resolution 2021-76, a resolution authorizing reallocation of appropriation for the Village of West Lafayette, declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for resolution 2021-76.
Second.
Horton?
Yes.
Hornberger?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes. Motion to adopt?
Second.
I was wall in.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Horton?
Yes.
Hornberger?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Okay, up next, resolution 2021-77 does contain the emergency clause. Resolution 2021-77, a resolution authorizing the village administrator to permit Ryan Cottrell to carry over additional hours of vacation leave from 2021 to 2022 and declare an emergency.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2021-77.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Horton?
Yes.
Hornberger?
No.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Point of order. How many do we need to waive the rules?
Can't do it.
Yeah.
We don't have enough.
Okay. We'll get it next week or 2 weeks. The Tim's bag.
Okay, last but not least, resolution 2020, that should be 2021.
Man, mine says 2021.
Mine says 20.
All right, resolution 2021.
Here you go, mine.
Amy will admit that this is the first reading. An ordinance establishing certain powers and duties of the village administrator, declaring an emergency. Okay, under other business, trick or treat. It is one of the most challenging things that we do in the course of the year. I've had contact from the school, a number of residents. Ridgewood is playing at home a tournament game. Saturday night, the kickoff is at 7. They expect people to be arriving somewhere probably around 5:30 for that game. It's been suggested that we change the date or time. We had the same situation last year, and we went forward with it as is. It's up to you to make that decision. You might consider moving it from 5 to 6:30 to 4 to 5:30. It's up to this body who's sitting here tonight to make that decision as to what you want to do. Change it or leave it as is.
Make it real big. To me, it's late in the game.
Were they worried about the traffic and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, to me, it's too late in the game.
You move it to 4 to 5:30, and they're expecting people to start coming in at 5:30. Really, what difference does it make? Unless you're going to end it early enough that it's all going to be said and done and over with before people start showing up. I don't know.
I say just leave it.
I mean, if we did it last year, then.
No, I mean,
I see both sides of it, but at this point in time, I think it's a little late.
Did we just ask maybe to have an extra patrol in that Oak Street area?
Well, we can try, but...
Well, if something comes up, something comes up, but...
Yeah.
That's my suggestion would be just an extra...
Did we have any problems with it last year?
No.
Then why? Just leave it the way it was.
Okay, it stays from Saturday night from 5 to 6:30 due to a lack of a motion to change it. Okay, any committee meetings?
Finance the 8th at 6:30.
We can do 6.
Yeah, we can do 6.
We'll have budget stuff to go over.
6 o'clock then. I was actually just getting around and turned to ask you if you wanted to, since you're 6:30.
You say 6?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Anybody else?
I don't think.
Again, there'll be a buildings and property, but I'll wait and talk with Tim to schedule that. I expect it won't be till after next council meeting due to my being unavailable to attend next week. Nothing else? Okay, what we've got is finance the 8th of November at 6 o'clock p.m. Bills been around?
Yes, sir.
Motion to pay bills.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wardenperger?
Yes.
Glass?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, we've got a request to discuss litigation in an executive session with myself, Councilman Wardenperger not being present. Amy to be excused?
Yep.
Amy to be gone as well as anybody else in the process. So at this time, we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session as stated.
Motion to go into executive as stated.
Second.
Do we expect action for this, Michelle, to sit as well?
I don't anticipate anything afterwards, unless council does.
I don't know, because I don't know what you're telling us.
We have a second?
Wait.
Yeah, wrong.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Glass?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wardenperger?
Same.
And Maurer?
Yes.
Okay, it is 8:57, and we are now off. Again.